deep breath, please.
Deep breath.
Ken Kessler, another deep breath from you, please. That's very good. Always breathe from your lower diaphragm. That's the best place to go.
Your diaphragm?
Your diaphragm.
You learn that when you take singing lessons.
Yes, you do.
That?
Yeah, right. You should. All the good singers that are the operatic singers, they're usually bigger and they have big diaphragmatic needs. They have heft. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. The desire of your life. Do you have fire in your belly? Do you have what it takes to fulfill your requirements, or fulfill your request, or just fulfill the things that you the energy you need? If you want something badly enough, I think you are sure to get it if you're willing to pay the price.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Yep, exactly. Maybe your circumstances change. Obstacles don't matter very much. Pain or other circumstances can be there, but if you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to get it done. I think that's just what reality is all about. You have a commitment. You want to succeed. Your desire in time externalizes into concrete fact. And then you have to kind of work on getting what it is that you like, no matter what it is. It may be that you want to start a new business. It may be that you want to get a certain grade in school. It may be that you're pursuing a particular relationship. Maybe you want to get a $100,000 a year raise. Wait a minute, stop right there. Yes, a lot of people are for that. Maybe you want to be the Pope. I thought it was pretty interesting that the Pope did not show up at a concert. I think it was last weekend. He was supposed to have been the guest of honor, but he decided not to go. And it sort of sent a clear signal that he's going to do things his way and doesn't like the way the Vatican has been run. I think it's pretty interesting, actually.
Do we know what concert it was? Was it like Beyonce or George Strait?
No, the concert was it was supposed to be a group of people that were there to get a papal blessing. So I've got to believe that it was a sort of a sacred music concert, something like that, a sacred spiritual. I'm not, I have many spirituals in the Catholic Church, but certainly a sacred music. I'm not thinking it was a secular performance, Jennifer, but I don't know. The thing that took main stage was the picture in the Rome paper the next morning of the empty chair. It's kind of like the election from last year.
With Remember? Clint Eastwood, yeah.
Right. So anyway, the Vatican said that they're in a period of growing. The Pope still needs to learn how to be the Pope. I think that's kind of insulting. He didn't want to go. He didn't ask that they set this up. No,
but
exactly.
I like that he's kind of taking his time and doing things the way he wants to do them. I love the fact that he walks into a crowd without fear. That's awesome, I think.
Well, have you seen the pictures of his apartment? I think it's actually in a hotel, isn't it, Kenny? If I'm not mistaken, the place where he's living versus the old apostolic apartment that was big and luxurious and had every... It's just like a one-room place where he's living. And it's a whole... Right. But it's a lot different than what had been... He wants to be close to people and not have... what do they call him? The Pope is the prince of the church, is he not? Is that how he's referred to often by Catholics?
I think, I don't know if people call him the prince of the church. I haven't heard that, but he is, technically.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think that that's it. It isn't life and death. It isn't earth-shaking. But I think it's interesting that people are being sort of put on notice in a way that is positive. I see this as positive anyway. I think the trouble with politics and religion, which are two peas in a pod as far as I'm concerned, is that the folks, it's back to a theme that we had earlier on about being self-absorbed. I think people who get a lot of money, people who get into positions of power politically, people who are involved in certain religious pursuits, these people that walk around in some of this regalia that you see, and this is not meant to be offensive, so please don't take it that way, but I've noticed it more with the Greek Orthodox. I don't know why. Certainly the Catholic Church has, with the garb that the priests wear, especially the higher up in the food chain they go, the Monsignors and then the bishops and the cardinals and the Pope and all that stuff. I find it off-putting, frankly. And I'm trying to remember what funeral
because
it was.
Because of their clothing? How come?
Yeah.
Because it's extravagant?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it sort of makes one think that these people are better than the average person on the street to whom they are ministering, and they aren't. None of us are. There's no difference between you and me.
Yeah, I think the cloaks are just symbolic.
Of what?
I don't know. What are they symbolic of, Ken?
We always go to Ken when it comes to religion. Yeah, Ken?
You would think after 12 years of Catholic school.
Back to you in the studio,
Jeff. Yeah, you think I would know after 12 years of Catholic school.
Well, but see,
I
that's the point.
But
you don't know and you don't care.
Here's what I do know. My dad's friend just recently became a deacon. And so now he is eligible for the robe. And what is special about the robe they gave him is that it was blessed by all the higher-ups in the church. And so I think there's just some significance to the fact that it's kind of like wearing, okay, your daughter, I'm guessing, probably wears a stole when she attends her student's graduation because she has a master's degree.
I did. When I was on the board at Heidelberg, I would wear a robe.
So you wear that? That's exactly what this is like. It's a symbol of the fact that you have completed education, you've completed your training, and that's what the stole is. How's that? Take that. Do you like that? That's a good one, huh?
Are you making that up, or do you think that's really
true? I think that's true. I think that to be true.
You think it to be true. Based on your teaching or just based on your gut?
No, based on what I've learned from watching my dad's friend go through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you that then.
Thanks.
Fine. As far as I'm concerned, that's fine.
Michael, do you have a dinger? Ding.
Ding.
One in Jen's column.
One for Jen.
Ding.
One from, as Dr. Ken likes to say, you don't want to self-medicate. Take one from column A and one from column B. He does that. All right. Good day time, 14 past the hour. Ladies, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
And Michael Fortier. Yes.
People in general. Those of you who are using Provia. Michael doesn't need Provia. Jennifer doesn't need it. Kenny doesn't need it. I do. And so do a lot of you, more important. The fact that Provia, this all-natural way to make your hair look better on your head, instead of wearing a rug, instead of wearing a wig, you can have your hair back again. This is the claim, but because they back it up with a money-back guarantee, you got to give some credence to what Provia does. Provia is a cream. It's sort of a, I don't know how to describe it. It's like an oily substance, but it doesn't stick to your hands. It's water soluble. You put it in your hair, and it cleans out the pores where you've used all those bad products on your hair over the years, plugs up the pores. That's why you lose your hair most of the time. So you clean them out, and the hair starts to grow again. Not only that, but Provia has a volumizer, and it's all natural. Absolutely, positively, the best thing you can put in your hair. Results, your hair coming back again, guaranteed, or your money back. So it's a risk-free deal to clean up your hair, make it look thicker and richer. Very cool. Then you'll be writing me and saying, hey, Doug, thanks a lot for suggesting this. If you mention my name, Doug Steffen, when you call 800-525-8319 to order Provia, you'll get a free month supply, you'll get free rush shipping, and you'll get a surprise gift as well. All of those things, plus a product that's so good for your hair. Use it on colored hair, treated hair, doesn't make any difference. 800-525-8319. Call them now and be well taken care of. 800-525-8319. Get your hair to grow again.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All right, some of the important news items of the day include, but are not limited to, an update on that guinea pig suit of armor that was being sold on eBay. So if you didn't catch this and you've got a pet guinea pig, perhaps you can hustle to eBay and find this suit of armor, especially if you're a guinea pig, is unarmored.
If you're a guinea pig, go to eBay right now.
Funny, right. The last time I saw there were 32 bids and $305 was being bid. I think that was over the weekend. How long do these things, the auction's probably up by now, right?
Probably, a few days.
Usually a week to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what usually happens when it's something like this? Who could imagine there would be something this silly being sold on eBay?
Oh, there's a lot of silliness sold on eBay.
What? What's it? Well, give me another example of something that seems like it's way beyond anybody's interest. Why would you spend $300 for a suit of armor for a guinea pig?
Why not? Somebody will. That's why it's up there.
But how do people find this stuff? How do
what
they know
is a guinea pig is the best question. Is it a hamster?
Guinea pig is like a hamster. They're rodents. They're just furry rodents. They're furry rats.
But don't guinea pigs, they get kind of big, don't they?
I think they can in some circumstances. Depends on what you feed them and how much, how big the wheel is that they're running around inside of, how much exercise they get. Isn't that it?
Crazy.
What is?
The handmade guinea pig scale armor and helmet.
You get a helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. A little helmet and a little suit of armor. It's over $1,000 with 3 days to go.
Wow.
Good God.
See? Somebody would buy it because someone has money that has not a lot of things to do in life and they want to have a picture
I would
of
like
the
them
to, with a helmet
those
on.
People who have that much money, please go to DougStefan.com. Look at the right-hand side of the
we'll
homepage.
Give you a helmet for a cow.
Exactly. We want some help with our cows. We need to put a little armor on the cows so you can put that $1,000 to work and it'll really do some good at EastleyFarm.com and connect that if you want to DougStefan.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Whitney Houston, number one during this week in 1987 with I Wanna Dance with Somebody, one of her signature songs, and the kind of music we miss not having her around. 25 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, we were talking about Channing Tatum and his career, how it skyrocketed, how he actually is opening this movie that'll be big this weekend, White House Down. He's around promoting it, and instead of talking about the movie, a lot of people want to talk to him about his newborn daughter, whose name is Everly. He said that he released a photo of the baby rather than to have somebody, some tabloid, just take a picture.
Well,
he
doesn't smart.
Like the paparazzi any more than anybody else does. So he jumped in front of the jerks and decided to release. He didn't want money for it. He just wanted to have, if people are making a thing, okay, here's the baby, I'm changing diapers, yada, yada, yada. And that's the
internet. Did you hear what Kim Kardashian did?
No.
About how she released a fake photo to her friends to see if they would sell the picture, and sure enough, one of them did.
That's good. You find out who your real friends are.
Gotcha.
Speaking of friends, with friends like Aaron Hernandez, who needs enemies?
Yeah, no kidding.
This guy belongs in the psych ward, apparently, and has belonged in the psych ward for a long time, which brings cause for us to think or consider, what is it that it takes to be a good football player? Does it take somebody who's got a mindset like this that's basically
crazy?
Well,
you could be crazy, and you could still be a football player, just like you could be perfectly sane and be a football player.
But what does it take to be that angry and that aggressive? That's what the coaches want. They want somebody big, strong.
I'm not blaming football on this one. This is a young guy, again, one of these young 20-something males that we've been seeing a lot of in the news who have that crazy look in their eye.
Well, but how do they get it, though? And why
do
they apply?
Get it?
How does
is it
he
in
get
the,
$40
is it
million?
Is it in the food? Is it in the water? Is it over medication? Is it under medication?
Rage.
We've been asking this question. I mean, we're lucky that he hasn't done this in a mass way.
Well, but he did.
He shot several people in his past.
Yeah.
So what gets me is that someone with a record like that has, first of all, why he isn't in prison for shooting someone in the face, I don't know.
Mm.
But why would someone, I mean, wouldn't you think the Patriots would look at that and say, hey, maybe we don't want the guy that's accused of shooting someone in the face on our team.
Or is it just that they want some big hulk that can push people around, and that's why they pay? That kind of stuff's worth $40 million.
Yeah, but there are other big hulks besides him, I'm sure.
But what is the mentality of having this reality, somebody who's that angry, that aggressive, who obviously, if you look at him, is on steroids, And so in this, and so what is most interesting about this, the video from inside his home, he has a security company that monitors what goes on, has a lot of stars or athletes or people of prominence put video cameras all over their place. So what grabs him is that the video of what's going on inside of his house is basically him saying you can't trust anyone anymore. I guess the home security company gave the stuff to the police. So does that mean?
And is that okay? I mean, yeah, it's great if we can get
this
guy.
Is that the end of having this kind of surveillance in your house?
I'd take it out.
Would you close down your home security system? I mean, if you're not the old thing, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't mind if people watch it.
I might just monetize my home
security. The NSA can get into your video and see what's going on in your house, for God's sakes.
Crazy.
So who wants that? I don't want that. I don't want any of this stuff around. But I'm not doing anything wrong. I love that. I keep listening to that old woman, and her line goes over and over in my head, standing in the airport the other day. I got nothing to hide. They can take all the stuff. She wants somebody to notice her.
Give me a pat down.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Help yourself. Anyway, I think this is kind of, the whole thing is kind of really weird. We're seeing the first chapter being written now.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Some say ethanol causes phase separation, separation of gasoline and water in your tank, which can cause corrosion. But here's the fact. Zero ethanol, or all hydrocarbon gasoline, can suspend about 0.15 teaspoons of water before it separates. E10, gasoline with 10% ethanol, can suspend about 4 teaspoons. That's over 26 times more. And contrary to popular belief, it's difficult, if not nearly impossible, to absorb enough water from the atmosphere to induce phase separation. At 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 70% relative humidity, to saturate a gallon of all hydrocarbon gasoline would take several months and much longer for an E10 blend. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for $1.39, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale. Angus special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit Lumber.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
But that's what music can be. Certainly is a poetic.
A cashier this past year.
Yeah, that's a good story. How many of you have been cashiers at all? Ever work in a store, handle money, Kenny?
I did. I've worked in several bookstores and
really?
Back in the day when they still existed, record stores.
Yeah. Like that. How about you, Jen Jen?
I've never worked retail, but I have to tell you, did I ever tell you my life's ambition when I was a young child?
No, you didn't, but please.
My life's ambition when I was a young kid was to be a ballerina and a checker at Kmart.
Oh, you have told us that.
Because I always wanted to be a cashier because I thought it was so fun to have a cash register. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, and press buttons.
We had at the dairy store, we had an old, old, old cash register we used to use. But some of the less honest employees managed to figure out how to help themselves to the cash. And actually, even with the new, see, this is a little attention to small store owners and small entrepreneurs that use cash registers. And you don't have video. I'd like to think on the farm that all the kids and the adults are honest. Well, found a way. We have one of those cash registers in the store that has all of the items. So let's say somebody's buying 2-scoop ice cream. They just hit that and it automatically charges them whatever the charge is.
Right.
But if you buy more than one thing, let's say you buy an ice cream cone, or you have 3 ice cream cones,
mm-hmm.
and the person who's at the cash register is clever enough to figure, wait a minute, I just am going to hit the button for one
cone,
right,
yes.
and put the money in my pocket for the other two.
Right.
And that's what has happened.
That's terrible.
It is. That's why a few
Can
people...
I just feel a little favor, a little flavor.
A little flavor.
Okay,
flavor.
So the next time I come visit the farm, I think that you should let me work in the store for a few hours so that I can get my ambition of working retail out.
I think
out.
That would be perfect.
I promise I won't take any ice cream money.
You're welcome to take whatever
you'd
like.
In fact, you can pay me an ice cream. How's that? And I'll just come in and I'll have an ice cream cone and I'll work for 5 hours. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it.
You wear the appropriate clothing, you could get that ballerina thing knocked out.
That's right. I can do it all at the same time.
At the same time.
I could do ballet dancing and checking out people at the same time.
That's very good. All right, I like that. I was thinking about the way people have come to me, even in the store. They want us to put certain things in the store because the store is identified with a certain style of food and the way of living, the locavore movement, all that stuff. So even in a small store, we get asked for what amounts to product placement. And this is something on the radio, I don't know that we can do this, although we can, to a point, mention things sometimes casually, and that's worth
segment
credit.
Brought to you by Geico.
Right. Well, not even that. You could mention Geico and or Starbucks, like there's
I'm
a story.
I'm drinking some of my Starbucks coffee right now.
Yeah, right, exactly. As a matter of fact, if you look at DougStephan.com today, you'll see a story about a couple in Connecticut having trouble coming up with a name for their baby, so they got customers at their local Starbucks to help them come up with a name. There's Starbucks on my website. Kenny's put up a logo of a Starbucks cup of coffee. What's that worth? That's worth a lot of money. Because everybody who comes, thousands of people check out the Good Day website every day, and they'll look at the headlines from today's show, and they'll see that Starbucks logo, and they're not paying for it. They could. Maybe they should. But they aren't. And what would happen if I had developed a way to sort of, in a less conspicuous manner, have people come to us, like Starbucks ought to be the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, right? Now, how many times have we run that logo past... Yeah, I mean, I just think what people don't realize is how you are inundated with these
messaging.
Product placements. Did you know that 2/3 of the huge expense to make Superman, the Man of Steel, was paid for by 100 different companies who put product placement into the movie? So the movie was paid for. You don't get this. This would be a great conversation to have with Chucker, our movie guy. The money that we talk about, the box office totals, that's what it rakes in when it actually
from
goes
people.
To the theater.
Yes.
Right. But in this circumstance with Superman, there were 100 product placements that paid for 2/3 of the... What is this? This was like $180 million movie, wasn't it? How much did it cost Kenny to produce this movie, the Superman movie?
150, 180, something like that.
Yeah. So $120 million of the production costs were taken care of by the product placements. So what about product placement in other platforms? For example, how about on our Twitter page? What do you think of that, Kenny? The way to make Twitter pay off would be with product placement somehow or other. The way to, and this is, I guess, something that I'm suggesting for people who have small businesses and want to get some help. This is the way to do it. Put your product prominently. Make a trade, barter, something. I do with the other farmer here in town who has a, he's got a produce farm. I call them truck farms because they grow stuff and take it to market. That's what we call them when we were kids. So he's got a truck farm. So at his stand, at his counter, there's a coupon for 5% off of a cone at Eastley Farm, which is down the street. At Eastley Farm, we have a coupon that's good for 5% off. The next time you go to Hanson's Farm, you want to buy veggies, get 5% off. You got this coupon. And that's something that we all can do if we're smart. Helping each other out is really what it's all about, I think, anyway. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Jennifer and her dad and I do this all the time. We are always trading back and forth.
Right.
We traded Jennifer.
I know. Somehow I became part of the negotiation. Along with the goat. It was really weird.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. Let's get to some serious discussion of the various rulings from the Supreme Court. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official attorney for the Doug Stephan Good Day program, will give us a few minutes of renderings on the significance of all of these actions coming right up here on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming femme look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a flaming femme trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your flaming femme look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow puffs and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. He's got two great websites, including Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams, providing you with the latest info on items that you need to look out for. There's always a scam. There's always a problem. There's always a scam that won't fix it, but the people who are running the scam will tell you that you can fix it that way. What I wanted Steve to spend a few minutes with us on is kind of from our own point of view, all of the Supreme Court decisions, there are a number of them that have come out this past week. Which, in your mind, is the most significant, Steve?
Well, you know, there were some big ones. The affirmative action ruling was very significant. The voting rights decision, frankly, I didn't think was as significant as many in the press made it up to be. And then there is certainly the decision yesterday regarding DOMA and same-sex marriage, which is a major step, I think, in the right direction regarding same-sex marriage. But it may not be quite as broad as people think. So those are the big ones.
All right. So when you take these apart, the ones that will have, when you say big, is it the long-lasting effect that they have that makes them most significant?
Yeah, I think you can look at one of the big issues in the same-sex marriage case, and it goes back really to a precedent in the Lawrence versus Texas case, and that was the one years ago in which the issue of whether a state could make homosexual activity a criminal act. And the Supreme Court said no. A very angry Justice Scalia said this is going to pave the way to same-sex marriage. And he was absolutely correct on that. It was cited in Massachusetts when the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court became the first to allow same-sex people to marry. And then it was also cited yesterday by the Supreme Court. The key thing here is that the issue was that regardless of morality, the state does not have, and the federal government doesn't have, a right to make laws just because they consider them to be moral or immoral, that what people are doing in their own private lives is up to them. And that's a major change as far as the states go. And the Supreme Court's decision regarding DOMA, in a way it was kind of easy to predict. And during the arguments, Justice Kennedy, who is a swing vote but generally goes with the conservatives, made a big point of saying, you know, he said, I'm more concerned with the thousands and thousands of children of same-sex marriages where their parents' marriage is not treated the same as anyone else's. And in fact, he incorporated that same language into his opinion. The big, if you're in favor of same-sex marriage, the one thing that they didn't do, and they didn't do it with one little line at the end in which they said our ruling only applies to those states that allow same-sex marriage. And the big thing was that federal benefits, Social Security, income tax benefits, and those would be allowed to same-sex couples in states like Massachusetts. But not only did they not find any fundamental right in the Constitution to marry whomever you choose, but in addition, they didn't require the other states to recognize it. So if you have a couple married in one state and move to another state, they will lose those benefits.
All right, quickly, a couple of other things here in the next 60 seconds. The arrest of Mr. Hernandez and what he's charged. You look at these cases, the Zimmerman trial, Whitey Bulger's trial, this guy Hernandez, they seem to have him dead to rights. Is this just another news media? I mean, you look at all of the coverage of this thing, especially locally, and you wonder, okay, this guy's just another jerko jocko who gets caught because he's on steroids, perhaps. Who knows? But do you think there's too much attention being paid to all of this stuff?
You know, frankly, I do. I mean, there were literally hundreds of reporters that were there at Hernandez's home. What bothers me the most is rather than informing the public about how the courts work, they become almost like gladiator games, and they're part of entertainment. Yeah. As well as the big thing that bothers me is that the media is in such a rush to be first, they don't care about being right. And so far, there's already been a lot of misreporting about what's gone on, and this is something that we've seen around and around and around, and potentially it can affect potential jurors in these cases. So
yeah, right.
I'm not a big fan of this.
Well, that's what I was sort of alluding to when you look at how hard it was to get jurors for any of these trials. It just makes a mockery of the system. We allow it.
In the Zimmerman trial, he started out with a knock-knock joke. The defense really did. Knock-knock, who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman, who? Okay, you can serve on the jury.
Yeah, right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Legal Opinions here on Good Day. Check out Scamicide.com. In a moment, Jennifer's going to check out the television news for today right here on Good Day.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale. Angus special financing. Don't miss it. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com or get to your local store today.
All right, let's get to television news, Jen. Jen, I don't know how much more we need to say about Paula Deen. We actually played some of the Today Show interview yesterday, so what any more fallout on that?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about the fallout. I mean, I think people have probably seen that Today Show interview that has really been ripped apart. The Today Show website online ripped her apart, saying that they gave her failing marks, I guess, in her, is how they put it. But it hasn't affected her book sales. Advance orders of her new cookbook, which is a lightened up version of her favorite recipes, have skyrocketed up nearly 1,300% on Amazon.
See, I'm telling you, this is a podcast play for her.
Oh, yeah, you could. That's how she'll have to save it. The book comes out in October. Another product that isn't suffering is her annual cruise. She does one with Royal Caribbean, and they apparently say it's still in high demand. They've had many requests from her fans. And then the Food Network says that it was actually contemplating ending their agreement with Paula Deen even before this whole controversy began. She did lose two more endorsement deals yesterday, one from Caesars Entertainment Group in the South. They had some Paula Deen-themed restaurants in some of their properties, and they are going to rebrand those. And then she was also dropped by Walmart yesterday, which is probably a big deal because I think they sold her pots and pans and, right. You know, Walmart.
Now the Jennifer Horn line of pots and pans will be featured.
Yes, and mine will be pink. Thank you
very
much.
Nice. Yeah,
she also hired, and this is kind of interesting and TV news, she also hired the crisis PR person. person that is the subject of the TV show Scandal.
Yeah, that's a good show, by the way.
And that's probably a good thing for her to do.
Yeah, right. Now, that's a very good show.
A little love drama. Courtney Cox, who stars in Cougar Town, has officially been linked with her co-star, Brian Van Holt. He plays her ex-husband on the show, but not her ex in real life. Apparently, they're getting kind of hot and heavy. They've been going out for about 6 months. David Arquette said that they have an emotional affair together.
Sweet. Right. 51 past the hour. That's the story here in Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
A story that caught so many by surprise, an NFL star charged with murder. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Aaron Hernandez, a former star tight end for the New England Patriots up until yesterday morning. Hernandez was led away from his own home in North Attleboro, Massachusetts yesterday morning by police. A short time later, the Patriots announced they had cut ties with Hernandez. And then, a few hours after that, Hernandez was formally charged with first-degree murder. A friend of Hernandez and semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd was found shot to death last week. His body discovered about a mile from Hernandez's home in North Attleboro. The prosecuting attorney in the case said Hernandez tried to cover up any links to the murder after being seen with Lloyd on surveillance video a short time before Lloyd's death.
The defendant then drove home, entered the house with his gun. He disposed of the gun. The next day he changed cars and disconnected his surveillance.
The prosecutor added that Hernandez and Lloyd apparently had some sort of argument and that the video showed Hernandez holding a gun upon returning home. Police reportedly retrieved shell casings and tire impressions that connect the homicide to Hernandez, who is being held without bail. Attorney Michael Fee is representing Aaron Hernandez with a gag order in place for this case. Fee didn't have much to say after the arraignment yesterday, but he did say this.
We had a discussion in court about restricting comment on the case. And out of respect to that process, the defense team cannot comment today on this case. We're going to be pursuing it in court.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
On Wall Street, for a second straight day, solid gains for stocks. The Dow up 169 points yesterday to 14,930. NASDAQ gained 28 points. S&P up 15. The young woman who was on the phone with Trayvon Martin moments before he was killed will be back on the witness stand today in the George Zimmerman murder trial in Florida. Rachel Gentel testified yesterday that Martin told her he was being followed by a stranger while walking home from a convenience store. Gentel said she heard the start of an argument before the phone went dead. Let's talk weather with a potentially life-threatening heat wave moving into a part of the country.
It could get as warm as 120 degrees over parts of the Southwest by Saturday. That's when we expect the high to peak, and that warmth will carry northward all the way up into the western United States.
Meteorologist Rob Carolin says Phoenix, Arizona could see highs above 118 this Saturday. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning through 8 p.m. this Sunday in the desert areas. And finally, it's a major championship for women's professional golf. The U.S. Women's Open begins today. Round one at the Sabonic Golf Club on the east end of Long Island, New York, in the Hamptons. The defending U.S. Women's Open champion is 25-year-old Nayeon Choi of South Korea, who a few weeks ago met the media, including yours truly, at Sabonic Golf Club. Nayeon confessed it was her first full interview session with reporters that would be done entirely in English.
I'm pretty nervous right now. I think this is way more difficult than play golf.
Let's just say Nayeon's English is a whole lot better than my golf game, and she did just fine in talking about what a thrill it was to win last year's U.S. Women's Open, after which she said she traveled with the Open trophy back to South Korea by way of Chicago. It was there the trophy, in a rather large box, attracted some attention.
One of the security guy didn't believe what's the inside. I kept saying, you know, it's a trophy, and he didn't believe I won the U.S. Women's Open, so I had opened the box for him, and then he believed me.
Nayeon Choi, delightful young woman and one heck of a golfer, among the favorites at the U.S. Women's Open today through Sunday. Oh, and the local New York crowds have already taken to her. Nayeon Choi's nickname happens to be her initials, NYC. Fans in and around New York City love those letters. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.